hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bill, the producer, in the studio with me, as well as Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. Yes, she is back. I mean, this is the second time Kelly's been in the studio within like a month period. Kelly, you know, last time you came in for the Christmas party.
You are so lucky, right?
Yes, oh, we're extremely lucky.
Smiling and nonstop.
Smiling. We are smiling. Smiling and we'll stop. What? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Well, last time you came in because it was a Christmas show, and I figured it was because of all the free presents we gave out.
Yes, that's of course.
And the fact that you got to sit on Scuba Radio Drunken Santa's lap. I mean, that's a bonus.
Yes.
Can't
wait to next Christmas.
Can't wait. So you came in today thinking maybe that there would be more presents, or you figured, well, what the hell? I don't have nothing else to do?
One of my New Year resolutions to do a charity, so...
To do charity, more charity?
Yeah, so I came in here.
Did she say charity or cherry?
I think charity. She said charity.
Charity. Okay, all right. So this is, we're your charity. So
helping you out and be nice and be here.
You're so sweet, Kelly.
To be nice, you know.
Yeah, you are nice. You're very nice. Well, we appreciate you being in the studio. And I don't know, we got to figure out some new places for you to go scuba diving. Have you ever been
just
to the Cayman?
Just surprise me. Just give me ideas. You're the master.
I am the dive master. I should just be able to tell you where to go and you'll do it,
yes.
Right? Okay. Well, okay. How about Grand Cayman? How about the Cayman Islands?
Have
you ever been to the Cayman Islands?
No, I haven't been there yet.
All right. Here's the deal. It's been several years since I've been there, but that is a beautiful place. And I got to say, I haven't been over there in the last few years, but it is known for having really clear water. You love the viz. You like being able to see everything around you. Cayman is known for that. And, you know, obviously they have the fish and the whole thing. One of my first experiences ever, you know, diving ever was in Grand Cayman on a cruise ship and went diving with the missus. And it was one of my first dives on my own as a certified scuba diver, and we went down and dove this wreck. I want to say the Ora Verde. I believe that's the site, but it's a very popular site off the coast of Grand Cayman. And this was, you know, 12 years ago. But
what's
it was,
the name?
I think it's the Ora Verde.
Ora Verde.
The green
wreck.
Green.
Ora Verde.
Kelly,
I believe
don't
it's
make
Spanish.
Me smack you.
I believe it's Spanish.
All right. Anyway, it was a wreck, but it was all rubble. It was already broken up and stuff, but the fish like it, and there's a nice little habitat there. And there was this grouper there. And I've told this story before, Bill. I don't know if you remember, but they had this grouper, and it was my first experience with a, you know, somewhat tamed grouper. A grouper
right.
That was very
yes.
friendly with the divers, and sure enough, we dive. We swim up to this grouper that's hanging out by this wreck. And I get right up to him, and he swims right up to my face. And I'm like, whoa, what the? And this is grouper's like, you know, a good 3 feet long. This is a big-sized grouper. And what?
That's not 3 feet.
3 feet? That's 3 feet.
All right.
And
you know
so,
why girls are bad at math.
Right. And so he comes up to me, swims up to my mask, and I, like, reach out, and I tickle him, his belly, like he's not going to move away. And I just kind of stroke his belly a little bit. He kind of turns up on his side like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it right there. Yeah, that's the spot. You've heard that before, haven't you, Kelly?
Then we'll wake up, right?
No, he liked, or he, I'm guessing it was a she grouper. I'm assuming.
You groped a grouper.
I groped a grouper.
On one of your first real wild animal interactions, you groped a grouper.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, after that dive, I never really ate grouper again. Because I looked at the fish totally different. I'm like, these fish are like dogs.
Because like happened friendly the same, dogs. Remember in Turks and Caicos?
Yeah. Oscar the grouper.
What's his name?
Oscar. In the Turks and Caicos. That was one of the other places
we've
encountered.
I'm not sure if his name was Oscar.
Yes, it was.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Oscar. That was Oscar the
master.
Grouper.
Yes. Whatever you say.
Yeah, well, they actually have several in the Turks and Caicos. But Oscar's
but
one
after
of them.
That, I never ate grouper again.
Yeah. I mean,
I
once you see them
right
in
now,
that experience.
Don't.
But that happened in Grand Cayman. And that was on this wreck of the Oro Verde. It was broken up back in the day. It's probably nothing left now. So what did they do? They sank a new wreck literally last week.
See, this is a part of the beauty of being a diver. Because as a diver, you get a new perspective on everything. I've told this story 1,000 times before. But I remember being at Boy Scout camp and being terrified because the lake we would sail on was 12 feet deep in the middle. And I thought, 12 feet deep, that's like that's more than twice as deep as I am tall. They'd never find me. But now, if it's not 60 feet deep, I don't know why I'm on the boat. You know, quite honestly, if there isn't at least 60 feet for depth for us to dive down, did we really get on a boat to come out here for 30 feet or for 25 feet? It's completely changed my perception. You are now happy when boats sink. A boat sinks and you're like, yay, a new wreck. But, you know, normal people think, oh, it's a shame this boat sank.
Yeah, it's a shame. No, it isn't a shame. Not when they do it intentionally.
Oh, I understand now.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't think you had made that part clear.
Yeah, no, it was intentional. And so off the coast of Grand Cayman, they now have the Kittiwake wreck site off the west
You're
side
You're never going to eat
Grand
cat
Cayman.
Again.
Good point. Yeah, I don't know.
Guess we'll stop having meetings at the Chinese food place afterwards.
Yeah, Hello Kittiwake. Wreck site there in Grand Cayman. I wonder if anyone's thought about that. Yeah.
Get a little Sanrio corporate sponsorship.
What site are you going to? I'm going to do the Hello Kitty site. It could be. But yeah, no, that I don't know why it's called Kittiwake, but it's K-I-
It's the name of the boat.
T-T.
Don't they usually name wreck sites for the boat?
Well, I guess, but I don't know. Yeah, it is kind of a unique name, but I'm sure there's some story to it. And we were hoping to get Jerry Beatty on from Dive Training Magazine, but he might be out gallivanting around the world. He travels all around. But he was there at the sinking. But if you go to kittiwakecayman.com, you can get information on this new wreck site off the coast of Grand Cayman, and you would be good to go. And I think that's we need to add that to the list, Kelly. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, actually.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
I saw a video... After it's been down a little bit over a week now, and there's already videos online of the wreck.
But
site.
Am I Crystal certified to go inside the wreck?
Well, it's no, we wouldn't penetrate. What are you laughing at? No, you should never penetrate a wreck if you're not certified to do so.
I'm here quiet because everybody say, you cannot say that, you cannot say this, and I can't believe you just say that.
Now, I want you to understand that when it comes to structures underwater, you're either in them or outside of them. And if you go inside of them, you've penetrated the outer wall. And with wreck diving, you need to be a certified wreck diver to go inside of
a wreck.
Did
you see his face when he asked me?
No, he didn't.
No,
I wish you saw his face.
If only I had a Skype connection.
You are not certified for penetration of a wreck, Kelly. You're not. You're an open water diver. It's a different type of diving.
Open water divers are supposed to be exclusively in open water. We're not supposed to go into anything where it's got a restricted overhead. When our bubbles exit our mouth, we're supposed to be able to follow them directly to the surface.
Yeah, but Greg took me in a wreck before, and I penetrated.
Well, at least she penetrated.
A small one, but...
Ugh. You know what?
Yes.
What are you going to say to that? Nothing.
Nothing.
Shouldn't just move right on. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
But it's actually pretty easy to get certified for wreck diving. So, I mean, that
it can
on
be.
That side. Yeah.
It can be, sure.
I mean, it's not as involved as getting originally certified as an open water diver.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
It's good to know, yes.
Yeah, there are a lot of things you can do to expand. I mean, that's really something she should probably be thinking about for this year. She wants to get in the water more, in addition to the charity work she wants to do.
Right.
She should look at getting some specialty dives in.
Yes, specialty certification. What do you think, Kelly? You up for it?
Yes.
Getting to be an advanced underwater.
If it only teaches me.
What?
Tony teaches her.
Oh, of course. All right.
Tony, you're so right.
Here we go.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? Wow! It is! It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta!
Howdy, y'all!
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Been to Ilucha, oh yeah. Been to Inagua, been there too. Been to Long Island, all around the Bahamas. And Bahama, and Walker's Key. So come go with me, come on, to Bimini. Everybody, let me hear ya. Do it.
Singing this in Bimini on New Year's Eve at the big game club there. Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. Big time fun. Bill's dancing.
Go Bill.
Go Bill.
Go Bill.
Go away. Go away, Bill. Go away.
So mean.
Well, if that song was 30 seconds longer, I would have gotten naked.
Thank you, Lord.
Played so, it again.
Oh, boy. All right. So we're talking about places to go diving. Cayman has this new site, the Kitty Wake. And we have tracked down Jerry Beatty
from
Dive Training Magazine. He's gallivanting around the world, but he's been nice enough to pick up his phone for Scuba Radio today. Jerry, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Greg, how are things there today?
They're good. We're hanging out. We got Bill, the producer. Kelly, a Brazilian swimsuit model, is here. We're trying to find places for her to go dive. She has not been to Cayman. You just came from there, from the sinking. Give us your firsthand report. What did you see? How did this thing go down, literally?
Geez, Greg, it was magnificent. It was absolutely magnificent. We've been working on that for 8 years. All the Cayman dive operators worked together hand in hand. The tourism board and the government got on board. And to see her finally go down in her final resting place was just awesome. I was lucky enough to be on the media boat, so I was closer to her than all the other boats that were roped off. So we were really just a few feet away when she went under, and then we were immediately off the boat and diving on her while bubbles were still coming out of the hull.
Son of a gun.
Nice.
Of course, we're talking about the USS Kittiwake. This is a ship that was a commissioned naval vessel in the United States Navy from 1946 to 1994. It was involved in the recovery operation from the Challenger disaster. It's big deal. But named for a type of gull that lives off the American Atlantic coast.
Yeah, the Hello Kitty.
That's good, Bill. That's really good. See, I didn't even know that after working on her for 8 years.
It's amazing. It's amazing what Google can do.
No, but wait a second. Hold on.
It truly is. Actually, her main mission was to rescue sailors from downed submarines, which was, what a great and heroic job that is. And it was totally set up for diving. They had the diving bells where they could go down, hundreds of feet to rescue these guys. And it makes her perfect for a dive site because she's got two huge hyperbaric chambers on her. There are cascade cylinders for all different kinds of gases, because obviously they were using a lot of mixed gas on it. She's got five decks, so there's a lot to explore. You can really get down deep inside of her. And she just makes a perfect wreck for scuba diving.
Now, wait one second. Just so I totally understand, if you go down on this dive and something happens and you get bent, you can actually do your deco in a decompression chamber on the boat.
Back on the third deck, and there you go.
Yeah, you'd have to be pretty good at diagnosis, I guess.
Yeah. We wouldn't recommend
that.
She
actually does have a diving bell on her stern, and we are filling that up with air so you can actually go into the diving bell, dive right in there, and pop up inside the diving bell.
Wow, that's so cool. That'd be a new thing.
It's going to be very cool. I've been involved with a lot of wrecks. We did the Maverick down in Tobago and the Round Table in Tobago, and, of course, we did the Russian destroyer in Cayman Brac.
And you've been on...
This one was over the top in how cool it is. It is also in shallow enough water, so if you're not a diver, you can actually snorkel this wreck.
Oh, son of a gun.
Really? How shallow are we talking?
The highest point is only 3.5 feet underwater.
Wow.
The stern is sitting in 67. The bow is in 62 feet. She's on top of the sand. We think she's going to settle another 5 or 6 feet, probably, before it's all said and done.
And to be fair, though, the folks down in Cayman are counting on global warming and the sea levels rising.
Yeah, good point. They planned ahead.
You never know. But she's right off 7 Mile Beach. She is not quite snorkelable from the beach, but she certainly is ocean kayak perfectly accessible.
Now, Jerry, I'm going to have to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Because we've known you for a while. I've had a lot of respect for you. But I can't believe you work on a project for 8 years with the name Kittiwake, and it never occurred to you, hey, why is it called the Kittiwake?
I'll tell you, we are going to do a feature article in Dive Training Magazine on what it takes to get a ship underwater. And, people go out to a destination, and there's a ship there. They look at it and go, okay, there's a ship underwater. Kind of like it magically got there.
Yeah.
Well, most of those happened because Greg captained them.
That we ran into made why she was named Kittiwake the very bottom of the list, I can tell you. The challenges were immense.
Well, how about this, Jerry? I came up with this idea. Why don't you call it the Hello Kittiwake? And then you can sell some big sponsorship.
Yeah, Sanrio might sign on for that.
Everybody has to wear those goofy kitty t-shirts when they dive it or something. I don't know.
Greg, that makes me think, where were you when we needed you? You know, you come up with all these ideas after she's already in the water. Jeez, we should have had this conversation 4 years ago.
It's never too late, though. Okay. It's never too late.
Well, we'll have to do some mock-ups on the T-shirts and see if we can sell that.
Yeah, okay, we'll give it a shot.
I think you can if you make them small enough.
Now, before we get off the subject, I really want to give some credit where credit is due here. If this would not have been possible if it hadn't been for a lady named Nancy Easterbrook.
Ah, yes.
Nancy and her husband, Jay, were like bulldogs. They own Dive Tech at Lighthouse Point and Cobalt Coast. They are on the west side of Cayman. They grabbed onto this thing, and every time everybody else said, it's done, it's dead, it's not going to happen, Nancy found a way to crawl over the wall. We really have to compliment her. But the whole Cayman Islands Tourism Association did show their mettle on this because all the operators would jump in and take a piece. So I'm just real proud of all of those guys.
Yeah, well, it's a close-knit family over there in the Cayman Islands. Beautiful place to dive. And we're going to have to add that to the list for 2011, see if we can get over there and dive the Kittiwake. Jerry, thanks for checking in, dude. I know you've been busy traveling the world, and I look forward to talking to you again soon, my friend.
You guys have a good one, and when you get ready to go, let me know. I'll take you out there and show you around.
You got it. There you go. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. He's all over. I mean, you never know where this guy is in the world. He was in the Galapagos with me. What a dive buddy he is, Kelly. He's almost, for you... you might actually enjoy having him as a dive buddy even more than I.
Probably, of course.
No, no, not really. I was just saying that. It was totally hypothetical. I'd be way better
than
dive
buddy. You just pray every day, like, where's the shark? You need to hold me.
That's right. I need Kelly, my Brazilian swimsuit model and human shield to protect me.
Yeah, right. Give him your hand.
Scuba Radio. Scuba.
The Super Bowl of underwater photography and video competitions.
Are you ready for some photography?
Maybe. Let's find
Number
out. Jason Heller.
To the U.S., Canada.
Hey. Well,
apparently he went away.
He Hold ran on. Away. All right, Bill will work on that. Jason Heller is from... he's from DivePhotoGuide.com. He's the man behind this competition, or one of them, and as well as Eric Chen from WetPixel. Both good friends of the show. There he is. Let's see. Jason, are you there, my friend? Jason, hello.
Hey, how are you?
All right. Welcome to the big show. How you doing, my friend?
Thanks. I'm hanging in there.
Good,
it's,
good.
Cold in New York.
Yes, it is. It is quite chilly up there today, up there this weekend. But tell us about this competition. It's wrapping up. The competition is wrapping up this weekend. Is that the deal?
Yeah, actually on Monday, January 17th is the deadline for the Our World Underwater and Deep Indonesia competitions. It's actually a really unique series of competitions that we run together. Combined, we've got the biggest prize pool in the world. It's over $120,000 worth of prizes. And there's categories for photographers of every level. So we've got novice categories all the way up to commercial, you know, professional categories. So it's really something for everybody. And I'm always impressed. My mind is always blown by the images that I see around the world.
Yeah, and you know, when we go to Our World Underwater in Chicago here in February, that's where they show the photos. Is that where the judging takes place at Our World?
The judging is done remotely, and it's quite a process. Judges are actually really busy guys and gals. We've got Howard and Michelle Hall, Eric Chang, Tony Wu, Alex Mustard, Matt Weiss, who's the editor of Dive Photo Guide.
Yeah.
We've got sort of a remote judging process that we go through. It's tedious. There's debating, and
fighting, cage matches, cello wrestling, whatever they got to do to solve this thing is what they do. And this is the last weekend you have to register for the competition. Get information at underwatercompetition.com. That's underwatercompetition.com. go there and you can get in on this competition. Or go to Our World Underwater in Chicago and you can see some of the winners on display there at the big dive show in February. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I only sleep with people who cannot help me. Like diving instructors.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model. We actually have Mermaid Tony, who is open for business online today. That didn't come out quite right. But what I meant is that she is now taking students through the Scuba Radio channel, and we're going to cover their progress on the show. So if you want to get certified by a Scuba Radio mermaid, you now have the opportunity, thanks to Mermaid Tony. All the information is right there at scubaradio.com. Just click on the link for Mermaid Tony or right under Dive Blogs. Click there. You can connect to her via email and get certified as a paddy open water scuba diver or advanced rescue diver. You name it, she can do it when it comes to diving, including Dan courses. So she is now an independent instructor, and we're going to have people sign up and learn to dive with her, and we'll cover their progress on the radio just a bit. So we got that going on this week. Wanted to announce that and get that out to you. Also, last week, if you didn't catch the show, we got our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise planned for the year, September 17th through the 24th. We are doing a trip, another Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Ventures, their Saba St. Kitts itinerary. And this is going to be really, really cool. I've done this itinerary twice before, and I got to tell you, it's one of my favorites, if not the favorite itinerary Explore Ventures offers. And an amazing trip. We're going to be on board. Mermaid Tony's going to be on for that adventure as well. And Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network, the Dan from Dan, is going to be on board with us as well, putting on the little seminars. And, of course, we'll do the live radio show and may have a few other little surprises for people on board as well. But if you haven't dove that part of the world, it is truly spectacular. All you have to do is go to exploreventures.com, tell me one on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, September 17th through the 24th. The Saba St. Kitts itinerary. Book it now and reserve your spot on the boat. You will not be sorry. Now, we got a lot of stuff or a lot of places we're going to go before we get to that September live aboard. Dominica is scheduled for July, around the July 8th, that range for Dominica Dive Fest. That's in the works. We're still working out the specifics, but it's around that time frame. We'll get that out to you shortly on the big show. But we also have Grenada. Big news for Grenada in 2011 because they are celebrating their 50-year anniversary of the Bianca C shipwreck. We just talked about the Kittiwake going down last week. Well, the Bianca C is one of the largest artificial reefs ever created. It was an ocean liner back in the day. 50 years ago, it was sank off the coast of Grenada. They were planning to sink it. And make it an artificial reef. It ended up sinking a little earlier than they planned. So there was a little issue there, I believe. But big, big plans this year to celebrate the 50-year anniversary of the sinking of the Bianca C off the coast of Grenada. And we're planning to celebrate that fact in October with our friends, all the dive operators. But Peter from Aquanauts Grenada is on the line with us from Grenada right now. Peter, how you doing? Are you there? Peter, come in, Peter. Are you here, Peter?
Hey, Greg.
There he is.
Happy New Year. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good, my friend. Are you guys like at the bar again, recovering after another hash?
We just docked at the Dodgy Dock.
Oh, at the Dodgy Dock.
Yes. Having the first carob of the day.
First carob. You're not sipping on rocket fuel, are you?
Yeah, no, just carob. You know, we just come back from some fantastic rebreather diving on Bianca Sea, and now it's time to hydrate.
Yeah, no, I was just talking about the 50-year anniversary of the Bianca Sea. The festivities are being put together now around sometime during the month of October, right, Peter?
Yes, exactly. It's going to be in October that we're going to have a big party here, and we're going to work on the Guinness World Record, bringing the most divers in a single day to the Bianca Sea.
Okay, cool. And we get a crown.
So once you can dive it three times a day.
Wow. Okay, that'll be fun. And also, we got to crown another Scuba Radio Mermaid for the year, don't we?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
And her name's going to be Bianca from that day on.
Okay, we're actually going to name the winner this year Bianca. I like it. That's part of the prerequisite. If they want to register for the competition, they have to be willing to legally change their name to Bianca.
Yes, yes. And then blonde and, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I like it. Now, Peter, tell me, you took out a reporter from England out onto the Bianca Sea today. Is that what it was, or where?
Yeah, we have Charles Hood here from Dive Magazine, and he's about to crack the Bianca Sea, do the perfect bow shot.
Well, okay, now is that code for some kind of position that we don't really want to talk about on the radio, or what? What do you mean?
So far, she's done there almost 50 years, and nobody taking the perfect picture of the bow.
Really? So that's what
she...
It's a female or a guy? I didn't get that.
Yeah, let's just say, you know, size matters.
Say it again one more time.
Size matters.
5 meters. No, five.
Size matters.
Five matter? What is he saying, Bill? I can't
you know,
follow.
She's so big.
Oh, she is so big. Oh, five
meters.
5 meters is...
No.
I can't.
All right, he's lying about this being the first collect.
Yeah, exactly. Peter, you're sipping rocket fuel. There's rocket fuel spiced in that carob of yours, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll just go with it. All right.
So did they get the perfect picture today?
Yeah,
that's the real question.
Did you get that picture of the bow?
Yeah, we're looking at some great shots right now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's getting there. No, it's a very sophisticated, difficult thing. You know, you're down at 160, 170 feet, and then you have to coordinate your models, everything, get the lights in the right position, have all the technical parts working. So it is quite a challenge. And all that you do, you know, it's quite dark, and current is blowing, so it's not easy.
Yes. Well,
you make me want to rush right down. You make me want to get there immediately, if at all possible.
You know, that's a photo thing. You guys are very discriminate underwater photographers, and you're diving the rebreathers just to eliminate the bubble issue and all that stuff with the critters as well, and to get that perfect shot. That's what every photographer dreams of, and that's what you're working on. It's an art, isn't it, Peter?
Yes, it is definitely an art. Everybody can take pictures of little critters. But this is something else.
Yes, this is a big-ass ship is what
yes.
it is.
Yeah, this is a perfectly motionless boat. Yes. I can see where this is a much bigger deal.
Yes, well, it is.
Yeah, it is a big deal, trust me. You know, I mean, I can't, like, bring up the names now of the people who tried and didn't bring the results. So, but a lot of people being here, you know, with big names and everything. But the conditions are really so challenging down there on the bottom. It's really not easy.
Yeah, it isn't. Well, you know what? I'm willing to come down there in October and give it my best shot, if you'll allow it. But I'm guessing...
We can have a couple of shots when you're coming down here. No, that's no problem.
Good deal. Well, I'll let you get back to your viewing your photos from your rebreather dive there, Peter. You guys have a good day, and thanks for the update, my friend, okay?
Okay, Greg. All the best, then. Talk to you soon, huh?
You got aquanautsgrenada.com. Go check them out, and you can go dive with Peter and Galinda, do the rebreather thing like they did today. I mean, Peter's big time into the rebreathers. The silent diving system rebreather setups are pretty impressive. It's a lot of fun. I got to go down there and spend some more time doing that. I did that last time we were down, or actually the time before last. I got to do that. Didn't do it on the last trip, but I got to go down and do some more of that. But yeah, the month of October, they're planning some big festivities for the island of Grenada and for the 50-year anniversary of the sinking of the Bianca C. And we're going to be there doing our thing. We're going to be crowning a new mermaid. Evidently, we have to name her Bianca if she wins. Which
seems fair for the year.
It's only appropriate, sure. And and we got to do that, and we'll probably bring a couple mermaids.
You would think
now,
that
too.
You would get a mermaid name.
Who, me?
Yeah, well, when you became a mermaid, you wouldn't necessarily keep your same name. You might get a different name.
A different name.
Which is more mermaidian.
Mermaidian?
Now, Kelly's a fine mermaid name, but if Kelly's name was Gertrude, it would be a terrible mermaid name. She would need to have a different mermaid name.
Mermaid Gertrude?
Yeah, that would just be wrong.
Oh, hey, Mermaid Gertie.
That would make her sound like a, well, really, a manatee. It would sound like a manatee.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
This is Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. All through the dive boat, not a creature was stirring except a mouse. Use your mouse and click on ScubaRadio.com for everybody on your Christmas list. A Scuba Radio hat for Timmy. A jacket for Jill. Scuba Radio t-shirts look great, especially on mermaids, preferably soaking wet. ScubaRadio.com. That's ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down.
Got through the entire show without covering probably one of the biggest stories in the diving world that came across our desk this week, and that has to do with Shark Week on the Discovery Channel.
The Discovery Channel is seeking a new CSO. You know what a CSO is?
A C chief.
We should bring up the person on the phone line.
I don't know.
All right, let's see.
So we're seeking, the Discovery Channel is seeking a new CSO, and right. we actually thought this would not be a good job for Kelly.
I don't know what is a CSO.
Well, you know what a CEO is, right? A chief executive officer.
Uh-huh. Chief egghead officer.
A COO is a chief operating officer.
Oh.
But a CSO for the Discovery Channel is a chief shark officer.
Really?
Yeah, and no. I don't think you'd like it.
Probably not.
Yeah, you've heard of Shark Week, right, Kelly?
Yes.
On the Discovery
I watched
Channel.
It before, but I chose to stop watching those shows.
Yes, yeah, they spook her. She's a little scared.
According to
of the
a press
sharks.
Release, actually an ad from Discovery Channel, quote, the candidates must enjoy exotic waterfront locations, buff bodies in bathing suits, and having the bejesus scared out of you.
That's me.
Looking delicious in a wetsuit is a plus. Oh. Sense of humor is required.
I got a sense of humor.
There you are. So I was thinking maybe not Kelly. And
okay.
Definitely not you.
Oh.
And assuming Kathleen Turner isn't available, how about Tony the Mermaid?
Mermaid Tony? Okay, she's on the line. Let's talk to her right now. Tony, what do you think about this? I know Bill had forwarded you this job application notice before the show. You've had time to process it. Are you going to go for this gig or what?
I'm thinking about it. It also includes lots and lots of health insurance, which, as a poor scuba instructor, I don't have. So that's a job perk right there.
It's actually not health insurance per se. It's what they call catastrophe insurance. It buys extra limbs.
Yeah, it's interesting. The picture associated with this press release has a guy literally in the jaws of a shark.
It's Corey from the Mythbusters team.
Yeah, okay. So how do you feel about being eaten by sharks?
I think I might be okay with it.
Yeah. She's into the whole biting thing, I guess. I don't know.
The show's main duties involve, of course, swimming with sharks, but also attending premiere parties in New York, Los Angeles, and Miami. It would kind of be like being a scuba radio mermaid.
Without the tail. I don't think
Without
they'd make
the
her.
Tail.
They may not. Actually, if they knew she was a mermaid, they might.
It's the sort of thing.
That might just get her tail in the
have.
Door.
Yes.
All right, so you are game for this. This is honest to God.
Don't say yes, because true. You don't want to be game. You want to be the predator, not the prey.
Well, I don't know. I mean, but you don't have any problem. It says scaring the bejesus out of, like to get scared. I don't know if that applies to Tony, because you're not afraid of sharks, are you?
I'm not afraid of sharks. I swim with sharks all the time.
All right, now hold on. No, wait, hold on. Let's make sure
it?
We got these things in. Do not answer that question, Tony. the question, do you think you could ride on a hammerhead? Do you think you could catch a ride on a hammerhead shark? Grab its tail as it goes by or its dorsal fin? Because I watched them do that.
Are those handlebars on the side of its head?
Those are not handlebars.
Oh, my bad.
Do you think you could swim in open water with a great white?
I swim in open water with Greg.
That is not the same.
Case solved.
I understand your argument, but it is not the same.
We're talking about shark and our chicken.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Thanks, Kelly. Thanks for that support. So, well, okay, yeah. I mean, she hadn't dove with great whites, I don't think. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, but she's been on a boat with many other guys.
I think this would be right up your alley. I mean, I really do, Tony. I think this is just the sort of thing that you should throw your hat in the ring.
I'm seriously thinking about it, honestly. I have to do an audition tape.
Yep.
Oh, is that what it is? It's a tape.
I'm a instructor. I already swim the sharks, and I'm occasionally a mermaid.
There we are.
All right,
and
so
I would include the mermaid stuff. There's no question.
That's what I didn't know. There is you already looked it up. There's an audition videotape that you have to submit to be considered
resume
for
and an audition tape.
Aha. Uh-huh. So maybe we could help Mermaid Tony with her audition tape.
Or maybe we could do the
kind of help?
Or maybe we could do the most help possible and not help Tony with her audition tape.
No, I think Bill and myself would be more than happy to direct you in a video.
Or we could just take stills from the Scuba Radio Christmas party and just make them into like a slideshow.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well.
I was wearing your underwear at the Christmas party, Bill.
Oh!
Yeah, that is that. Yeah.
TMI! TMI!
They were brand new. We just got them. Greg bought them for you.
Okay.
They were Superman underwear.
What part of TMI did you not catch the first time I said it?
It sounded better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The additions I made were beneficial.
Yeah, that's what we were hoping. If you want to find out more information, go to discoverychannel.com.
Okay. And but really, we would encourage people not to audition so Tony would have a better chance.
No, what? Actually, I would argue against that. I would say audition your heart out. She'll just look better by comparison. I think Tony would do a fantastic job with this.
Well, there.
Ouch, not nice.
All right, Greg.
No, that was nice. That was a compliment.
Greg and I are each going to put in
a video. Just to kind of make Tony look that much more appealing.
These are the other people related to Scuba Radio. Whoa. I think we go with the girl. I think we go with the girl.
All right. I like the way you think there. What are you? Will that work for you, Tony? You're game, huh?
I'm game. Let's go.
All right. There you go. All right. Good enough. That works for us. All right. Well, we'll work on that for next week and leave it at that for now. Kelly, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
We'll go diving next time.
We'll go down.
You're right. We'll go down. Water. Absolutely. Oh, brother. All right. But that'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better.
Down where is wetter.
Yes, here you go, Kelly. You got
it. I get it this time.
Where again? Where it's...
Down is where is wetter.
Yeah, okay. That's close enough. I just wanted her to say it one more time.
I understand.
Just for Papa.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.